Hi, everybody. Welcome to Your Baby's Brilliant Brain. I'm Dr. Christine Anderson, and with me is
Dr. Toxelruck.
And we're here to help you to optimize your baby's brain development from conception through the first few years of life. And in doing so, we have to look at what we're bringing into our homes. And we have a lot of things in our environment now that are very toxic, and we do what we can. And certainly we want to be the gatekeepers of what is in our homes, right? We can't control what's out there. So today we are having a special guest, Vance of the Water Guys. And he is going to talk to you about what's in your water, what health effects it might be having. And really, we want to get down to what you can do in your home to mitigate some of these effects. So I know Vance, actually, and we were trying to figure out how long ago we had our house fitted for a whole house filtration system, and I cannot remember, but
it could be
15 years or so ago.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, and personally, I have known about water filtration and how important it is, so when we bought our house almost 30 years ago, we actually did get our house fitted out for whole house filtration.
Right, you had it before you met me, yeah.
Right, exactly. But with these systems, you occasionally have to upgrade and upkeep them. And when we started 30 years ago, there were only a few companies out there. But as like everything else, all companies are not the same.
Yeah.
So my husband, who goes in and does electronics, met Vance and was talking to him and is like, all right, we need to upgrade our system and enter Vance. And he came on in and looked at our water and saw what we needed. So hi, Vance. Welcome to Your Baby's Brilliant Brain.
Well, hi there. Thanks for having me, you too.
Yeah,
I just looked it up. It's been about 13 years.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're super happy with our system. When I travel, I actually miss my water. There's two things I miss, my water and my bed.
I hear that from a lot of people. I hear that all the time. They go, is there anything I can bring with myself? Well, it's kind of tough to bring something so big like that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about what, you know, let's just start out, what's in the tap water. You know, that can affect.
Well, hang on, Vance. Before we do, we'd like to get a little background. Why are you called the water guy? How did you get involved in all of this stuff?
How I got involved in this is very wild. About 30 years ago, when they used to have telemarketing machines that would call you and say, hi, are you tired of the high cost of bottled water? Yes. Are you tired of the high cost of lugging bottles? Yes. And that was my father-in-law, which was then my girlfriend's father. So he answered yes. And this water company came out to give him a pitch. She happened to be at their house when they did. She bought a little carbon water filter. It was called a multi-pure. It was one of the best carbon filters available at the time. She comes home with it and I'm going, you paid how much for this? What are we going to do with this thing? And then all of a sudden she said, if we bought two, we get a deal, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy said, hey, if you know anybody that wants to make extra money selling these things, you could. So I gave him a call and I did. And I started my warm market and I studied about water. I went to seminars, learned, and things that they had going on. And I became one of their top guys and I left my regular job I had. And then I worked for them for about 5 years. And then I said, why aren't I working for myself and selling other things? Because they were a manufacturer of a certain, certain type of filter, a solid carbon block. And so we were only selling that, but some people wanted, like what you have, and some people wanted a whole house unit, blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, I'm going to go. And I took off and I just glommed onto colleagues and, people in the business and studied. It's nothing you can really learn. There's no school to go to, there's seminars and programs and the, Water Quality Association and all that. So that's how I got into it. And then I learned that the thing I loved most about it is what's going on right here is meeting cool people, because most people that are into taking care of their temple are pretty cool. and successful and all that kind of stuff. So I, my life has been a dream because of the clients I know. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on from all the great things and the things I've learned from clients, you know, not just, you know, not just the rock stars and the celebrities, but doctors, anybody, you know, everybody's cool. And so that's been my most enjoyable thing about this. And I'm selling a very, you know, beautiful, wonderful thing. It's not just a widget. I even once had an attorney walk up to me in a meeting I was at a network meeting, and he said, "God, it must be nice to sell water filters." You know, you imagine him, he's going to court every day yelling and screaming and fighting. And I said, "Yeah, it is." And everybody's real happy with it. And so yeah, that's basically how I got started.
I know what you mean. It's obviously we're in a business.
Yeah, same with you.
And you know, we're having that exchange of energy with people paying us for it, but it's a win-win situation.
Sure.
So it's something that's really great that you're helping people out with quality care.
Yeah.
And personalized care.
Absolutely. And we take, you know, we're one of the only companies that, you know, we stress about how we don't, you know, we have our filters made to our specifications, everything made in America or the UK. Mm-hmm. Nothing comes from China. And not many people do that because most people think everybody's racing to the bottom trying to get the cheapest deal, which you can. You can buy water filter online for $300, but it's junk. But, you know, you get what you pay for.
Well, that's just it. And this is why we want to inform people about what are the differences. And there are some things that it is definitely worth paying a little bit more for.
Sure.
We've never had any problems. As a matter of fact, I think we probably are due to change our filters, but that's another story.
Probably. Yeah, that's okay. We'll take care of that. Don't worry about it.
So you were just starting to talk about what's in our water.
Specifically tap water. And this is something where, of course, everybody knows it's like, do you order the tap or do you get the special water at restaurants? Where I've never gotten tap. I was raised very, you know, stay away from that. You don't know
sure.
it. You don't know the quality. So what exactly is going on with tap water?
Well, one of the most common chemicals, you know, is a chlorine because they use it. They actually add, you know, let's talk about the chemicals that the municipality adds to the water purposely. Chlorine, ammonia, fluoride, all known to be very toxic. But good that it's there to keep it, you know, to keep it microbiologically safe, but it gets to your house. And then after that, you know, the thing about the fluoride, now that's another story. That's a joke. That's a whole thing about the chemical company that we'll talk about in a bit. It's too expensive to get rid of. So they convinced the government that it was good for you. They did a tiny test in a little rural town many, many, many years ago. And they said, "Oh, look, everybody's teeth is better. Let's drink it." And then they found out how it breaks your bones and blah, blah, blah. But that's why hence the fluoride removal filter is made of bone, charred cow bone. That's the one that comes from the UK. That's how they found out that bone would remove fluoride. So that's what they make the filter out of.
So you're saying that they added fluoride with the intention of helping our dental health. Mm-hmm. But what I'm hearing is that it's toxic.
Extremely toxic, and you can Google it all day long till you're blue in the face to find out how horrible it is.
Well, I heard that it makes the teeth brown, at least in this one study that you're, mm-hmm. I think that you're talking about, this one town. And actually, I think I know somebody who was in that study. She's passed now because this was a study long time ago.
Right.
But her teeth did turn brown.
Yeah. It's because it sucks into the, you know, into the bones. And they found out, they really got woke up when they were feeding dead horses. Horses drink a lot of water. They were drinking fluoridated water and their legs were breaking like pretzels. And so they figured out that the fluoride makes the bones brittle, which that's not a good thing for humans, is it? To have brittle bones.
No.
But then you can talk to medical.
You can definitely say no.
You know, the problem we got is the Western medical establishment that, You know, I've had doctors say drinking tap water is just fine. Tons of them. Not ones that I deal with. Actually, my regular physician I see, he was a client for 10 years before he was my doctor. So that was kind of cool. So he's hip, but there's, you know, that's the problem. You know, that many pediatricians will say, drink tap water because it has minerals in it. If you clean the water, it takes the minerals out. And you go, what? Eat a couple of almonds a day, you're going to get more minerals than's in your tap water, more nutrition. So it's just, that's what we're up against. So,
let's go down that tactic of minerals in the tap water.
Okay. Sure, there are.
And then Dr. Toxel, you got it.
There's calcium, there's magnesium. Let's just talk about those. So when you clean the only way to clean the water is to also remove the minerals. So to say you need to drink the fluoride and the chlorine and the ammonia and the this and the that to get those minerals, you're not getting enough. You're not drinking enough water to get enough minerals because you drink as little tap water as possible because it's so gross. So that's where the argument goes away. You get your minerals, from your supplements and from your food. So, end of story on that one. It's just a ridiculous argument because there's no other way to clean the water. It's just strip it all out. Sure, we have systems that also add the minerals back in, we don't take the pH out of sight because you shouldn't drink high pH water. And depending on, if you listen to these multi-level loons, they'll tell you it'll cure everything from the gout to cancer, but not true. So you just want to bring the water back to life like nature made it. And that's what we do. We ultra purify it, bring it back to life, run it through a magneto hydrodynamic magnet to loosen up water molecule clusters. And you can assimilate water better and get much better hydration.
So I wanted to clarify, when we're speaking about tap water, are those three chemicals? So the chlorine, ammonia, fluoride, are those, is that general tap water throughout the United States, or do different states have different mandates for their tap water? Because, of course, it gets really complicated. I imagine.
Yeah, there's a few that outlawed fluoride, but not, off the top of my head, I don't know. In Europe and in Canada, fluoride is not allowed in the water.
Mm.
Of course, because they're a little bigger thinkers than we are.
Right. So, yeah, I just wanted to clarify that because, of course, everybody, and I guess it would also depend on the source that we're, like here in Los Angeles, we have to have a lot of our water come from very far away sources. It's not
immediate. Yeah, that's why it has to be disinfected. It only makes sense. If it didn't, it would be full of all kinds of bugs and stuff, and you wouldn't want it to, you wouldn't want to come into your house. It wouldn't be good. So,
right.
And it makes the water, without the quality of the city tap water being really as good as it is good quality water. You can look at it, it doesn't look muddy, and you can drink it and you won't get sick.
Right.
Not for 20 years down the road, you will. But that's what also makes water systems work as effectively as they do, because they're being fed with microbiologically safe water, and it just works a lot better. If you have well water, you have to pre-treat the water before you run it through a water filtration device.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's interesting. So talk a little bit more about chlorine. We know it's there to sanitize it and disinfect it, but what are some of the things? Why wouldn't we want to drink
some of the main thing? There was a study done back in the Korean War when 17, 18, 19-year-olds, got killed, and they would do autopsies on them, and they saw that they had hard arteries like 90-year-olds because they had arteriosclerosis caused by chlorine, because their water, in those, 55-gallon alien drums, they would dump a gallon of chlorine in there to keep it safe so they didn't get diarrhea. And they were drinking that, and they got hard arteries when they were 17, 18, 19 years old. That's one of the real, think it's bleach. When you smell bleach, you drink bleach. Would you drink bleach? No. That's one of the things that it causes, and I'm sure it causes it just makes your liver and your body work hard. It has to get rid of it, and it's just terrible that anybody thinks it's okay. And the city, you know, you get a report from the DWP, they just keep raising the bar, you know, on what's acceptable. You know, 10 years ago, X amount of parts per million of lead was acceptable. Now it's, you know, higher, you know, because there's more. And when there's a drought, when the water level's low, the water becomes more concentrated and it's even more polluted. So that's why it's, you just got to put a barrier in front of you, no matter what, because one day it could be, you know, not as bad as the next day. But if you have a, you know, filtration system that you know is going to remove X amount of chemicals, you're going to be okay.
So the other thing I'm thinking of too, we're talking about drinking the fluorine, but I'm also thinking a lot of people don't realize that when you shower and bathe, it's getting absorbed into your skin, all these chemicals, and also we're breathing them in. And we know that, like, housekeepers and whatnot who are using harsh chemicals, including things like bleach, are having respiratory problems. And then our skin is our largest organ. So all those chemicals are getting absorbed right into our bloodstream as well. And so, because I know people will sometimes put a filter at their water tap, but it doesn't even enter their mind that what they're putting on their body or while they're showering that they might be exposed. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, very important. That's the main chemical you're trying to remove. When you put a whole house chemical extraction system, you're working on removing the chlorine and the ammonia. You know, you can deal with the fluoride too, but that, you know, that takes a special bone char filter, like I said, which we can do. But you mainly don't want to breathe the chlorine and the ammonia. It's the breathing it and also the absorbing it. If you take a bath in a chlorinated bathtub, it'll come. We used to do a test back in the day. We would take a, you know, we'd take like a big, you know, big beaker of tap water and test it for chlorine. It would turn yellow. Put your arm in it for a minute, pull it out, test it for chlorine, and it wasn't yellow anymore because it was all in you. So that showed me, wow, we better get a whole house unit ASAP.
Wow. So, that's incredible. But you don't do that anymore. People don't even need that illustration.
No, that was 30 years ago. You know, now it's just all of our business. You know, everybody knows, you know, not everybody knows, but there's enough people that do know. And, you know, we have a hard enough time keeping up with what we got. So
but that's a huge visual.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Now we used to do it. I just thought, yeah, because when I'm going to see somebody, they pretty much they're already there, you know, because all our referrals come from, you know, folks like you.
Exactly.
You know, and happy customers.
Well, and I was going to say, too much exposure to some of these chemicals actually do interfere with mineral absorption in your body, too. So they're putting in these chemicals, and then in some cases, they have to put the minerals back in the water because the cleaning process removed them. But then in your own body, what happens to those minerals with those other chemicals introduced? As I said, I know they were originally introduced with good intentions, but it actually kind of concerned me when you said that they're raising the bar for the levels, because at what point do you deem something acceptably safe in lieu of, let's say, an exposure to fluoride versus bacteria, let's say, if you're drinking
water. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people trust the government and some people don't. So.
Or say it's not acceptable, so we want to filter these chemicals out.
Most people are on that page, but some people aren't on that page.
That's okay. Yet.
Yeah. Right. Well,
so now talking with finding out, so how can people, what sort of filtration systems, you talked a little bit about the bone charring with the fluoride, but what can people do to address those levels of chlorine and ammonia in their water?
Okay, great question. If you want to, one thing that we've done that separates us from the rest is the only... coconut carbon was the carbon that was used to remove chlorine. Then they introduced ammonia to the water about 2 years ago in Los Angeles. So we knew that the coconut carbon didn't remove it 100%. So we found out what filter media does. It's called catalytic carbon. It's a more expensive carbon. That's why you won't find it online or at Home Depot or anything, because, you know, because it costs money. We went to a manufacturer. We had them custom make filters out of catalytic carbon to fit into our housings. And we've been using them ever since, because then now we can make the ammonia claim, which not many other people can. You know, some people are hip to it. You know, there's some hip water companies like me, a few, you know, they're all my buddies, you know, in town here. And so, you know, that's real important to deal with a company that knows what they're doing, cares. You know, we're in the, you know, we're always evolving, always, you know, the technology is always getting better. You don't need to retool your system. You just get the new filters. You know, they're made to fit into the housings that, you know, that exist already. So that's a real good bonus of us. So
that's, yeah. And that is why it's, you know, the DIY is fine and it only, you know, it'll work so far, but this is the beauty of having somebody come in that it's the life, your life. I mean, you're the water guy, right? So.
Right. It just makes a lot. Yeah. You don't want to, sure. You can do some things on your own, but you know, some people think they can do everything on their own and, you know, you know, sure it works. I mean, it's a filter, it's in, out, whatever, but you don't know if it's working. You know, you don't know anything. You know, why would you know? I wouldn't know about water filters if I wasn't in the business, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody could tell me anything.
Did you have a question?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, so do you go in, when you go into people's homes, are you tests? So do you have a good idea that pretty much all three of those chemicals are present, or do you
have? Oh yeah, we know it's in the city water. You know, if it's a city, if it's a municipally treated system, you know, delivery system, which most, you know, there's a, you know, we have a few clients that have well water that live in the boonies, a little bit Ojai, you know, some parts of Malibu are, when you drive through, when you take Westlake Boulevard to the beach, we have a couple of clients there that have wells. You know, you just have to have them tested, and you have to have them tested regularly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't have disinfectant in them, so you have to, you know, then use an ultraviolet light on it, you know, to kill bacteria. But, you know, that's what I was saying about the municipally treated water that's delivered to us. It works extremely well with water systems because it is microbiologically safe. Mm-hmm. And we have found out how to remove the toxins. You strip the chlorine and the ammonia out and the fluoride out. Then you run it through a semi-permeable membrane, which takes it down to, you know, 10 parts per million. And then if you want to bring it down to zero, then you run it, you know, over a DI media bed, you know, which is just a filter, which is just a, you know, another 10-inch cartridge at the end. And then you have ultra pure water. And if you want to remineralize it, then you run that ultra pure water over a remineralization cartridge.
Wow. All right. Well, no. So that just goes to show, for people that really, really want good water, this is not a good idea to DIY this. This is why exactly you would want Vance coming to your place.
There's a company out there. There's some guys back east that call themselves the Water Guys, you know, not the Water Guys Inc. And they did a Facebook ad about these zero water pitchers. It's just a DI filter. But if you put tap water into a DI filter, it will bring it down to zero parts per million, but only for about 10 gallons because DI media is made to clean water. And so they've ripped off more people. We get, you know, when you Google, you know, when you Google the Water Guys, you get our number because we've had the 800 number for almost 25 years. Mm-hmm. We get calls every day from these clients. They've ripped people off. We get calls from attorney. It's just been a nightmare.
Oh,
and you know, my wife spends half the day calling people back and, you know, making them cry because they have no leg to stand on. They don't have any contact. They just did a big scam and they call themselves that. And so we've been getting hit by a little bit of it. So if you see any of those reviews on Yelp, read down that it's not us, because we've got some.
Right. Want to see it's Vance of the Water Guys. You want to see that name specifically.
Well, it's the Water Guys Inc. in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And then you'll see these guys. We don't sell pitchers and, you know,
no,
you know, pour through devices and all that kind of stuff.
No, you're legit. You come out there and
yeah,
check it all out. Now, we've been talking about municipal water, but let's just say people say, okay, I don't want to drink my tap water. I'm just going to get, you know, water delivered to me or go to the store and buy some bottled water.
Okay.
I hear that that's not necessarily any better. Well, what do you have to say about that?
It's better. The reason why you hear it's not any better is because bottled water only has to meet the same requirements as tap water. The government only regulates bottled water because how can they say that their tap water is safe to drink, but you have to make yours better? You know, not that it's not better, but if it's not better than tap water, that's fine. They don't have, you know, they have no stringent requirements. Like a water filtration device, you know, everything is NSF certified. I mean, you have to be able to eat the O-rings, you know, eat the lubricant that you put on the O-rings. It's got to be perfect, but bottled water can be just as good as tap water. That's where that comes from. You know, that's where that sentiment comes from. The worst thing about bottled water is the carbon footprint of the delivery of it, you know, because it's heavy, you know, so it burns a lot of diesel fuel to get delivered. The way the tremendous, you know, plastic waste is just horrific. And it's unnecessary because you can do a better job at home, and it's a lot less money to get a water system than it is to buy bottled water. You know, even though people don't think it's, you know, $2, $4 a day, but, you know, and you don't use it for everything. You don't use it to, you know, fill a pot of pasta and a pot of rice. And so that's what I say about bottled water. I mean, it's just, you know, that's where everybody starts. If it wasn't for bottled water, we wouldn't be in business because people are concerned about not drinking tap water. So then they try to find an alternative after they get tired of lugging it, and they're concerned about the, you know, carbon footprint and so on and so forth. So, you know, that's what's good about bottled water, but it is horrific what it, you know, the environmental impact is not good.
Well, and
as far as the quality goes, some of them are better than others.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and I know some, you know, like say for instance, Aquafina, I know they're good. They actually use some of the same technology that we use, but again, it gets, you know, it gets purified, put in a plastic bottle, and it might not get consumed for 8-10 weeks. You know, that's, you know, and the delivered water where they, you know, reuse the bottles, those bottles are used from everything, you know, from a piggy bank to a toilet. You know, sure, they clean them, but who knows? You know, that's the thing, you know, that gets reused, which is good, but in some sense, it's not good.
Well, not only that, but plastic, the chemicals in the plastics, like EPA and sure, other plasticizers are going to leach into the water. And we don't know how long that's been sitting out in the sun or the conditions it's been in. And not only that, we're talking about tap water versus bottled versus filtered for drinking, but then there's still that aspect of bathing at home.
Right.
So you might be able to put some screw-in filters on your tubs or showers if you don't want to do a whole house filtration.
Right. We got some pretty good devices to do that too. We have bath balls that are pretty good. And we have
you have what?
Bath ball. It's a ball of certain type of filter media that works on hot water. So it hangs on the spout of the tub and you fill the tub up with that. If you live in an apartment, you know, you can't get a whole house in it.
Right.
You don't have your own water main.
I have never heard of bath balls.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now I am savvy on that.
I give them away for baby gifts when people have babies because they wash the kid in the, you know, in the sink.
And that actually leads perfectly into talking about how some of these, how these chemicals, and you're talking about bathing babies, so, which is entirely what our entire podcast is about. So how do chlorine and ammonia and fluoride, and this might also be a question for Dr. Chris, but how do these affect the body, especially when it's in, you know, a relatively new state? There's really no immune system developed yet, high development stage.
It's even worse for babies because they're more sponge, you know, they're more sponge worthy than we are. And, I can't say what it's going to, but it only makes sense that chlorine and ammonia and fluoride sucking into your body can't be good for you because it's got to get rid of it somehow, you know, so it makes the, you know, makes the liver and everything work harder, and you know your lymphatic system, you know, gets jammed up with it, and that's why you got to shake a baby a lot, clean his lymphatic system.
Dance.
shake them nicely. You know, not shake them bad. Take them, you know, have fun. You know, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's trampolining to, you know, to clean up his lymphatic system.
Well, yeah, and that's so. Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people discount because they're like, well, it's important. Of course, it's important to understand what you're drinking, but absolutely, and you know, all these people with heavily chlorinated pools too, where it's like.
Oh yeah, the pool chlorine thing—that's a whole other story. That's why ozone pools are the only way to go. Mm. You know, you put an ozone system in a pool and you have no chlorine. It's a lot more money, and the pool industry fights to death against it because it screws. I bought a spa, a jacuzzi tub 10 years ago, and I had to break the guy's arm to let me get an ozone system in there. And the one they sold me was garbage. It didn't work. And they said, oh, it's going to ruin the top. And I said, well, I'll replace my top, you know, every couple of years. And, you know, lo and behold, I went to one of my colleagues that does ozone pools. He got me the right thing. They hooked it up. 10 years later, now I need to replace my top. But it's not because it's eroded from the inside, because it's eroded from the sun. So I was...
And better replacing the top to your... jacuzzi than
no kidding.
Dealing with the
getting cancer
I mean, seriously, sometimes like the thought process, you go, well, that just doesn't make any sense, so what?
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to get a spa because I'd only use public ones. I had hotels and something, and I was like, oh god, this is horrible, you know. You're breathing because it's hot. And then I found it, you know, then I found out about ozone, you know, treatment systems, and boom.
Well, that's a whole other topic of conversation. Oh, sure. I might need to find out about your ozone pool guy for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're pretty neat.
Well, and I was going to ask you, and again, this question for both of you and also for the benefit of the audience, because of course, chlorine, we actually can use in a healthy way in our bodies. So why would chlorine be considered a toxic component or a not great component now in our water system? What can too much chlorine do to our body?
Well, like I said, it just makes it work hard because it has to get rid of it. It's a drying agent too, and the last thing our bodies wants to do is get dry. We're 75% water. You know, we don't want to be dry. We don't want to. Cleanse. You know, there's other cleansers for your system other than chlorine. Mm-hmm. You know, I get what you're saying, but I'm not. You know, I think that one's better for Dr. Chris, maybe.
Yeah, we'll for sure touch on that when we do our sort of recap. Do you have any other... So we were talking about municipal water and the things that they add to the water, but what about some other things that you're finding in the water when you're going in and testing people's systems?
Well, we don't really test what... You know, we test for TDS level.
Wait, TDS, what is that?
TDS is total dissolved solids. It's just a conglomerate of everything that's dissolved in solution that's in your water. And the number can range from, say, from Los Angeles. It normally changes every day. It goes anywhere between 200 and 400, you know, and that, you know, that's the number that you get down with the reverse osmosis membrane. And you can go up to Santa Barbara and you get 600-800. You know, that's where they got really hard, you know, heavy TDS water. So as far as testing the water, we don't recommend people to do it because people go, oh, I want to get my water tested. And I go, okay, that's fine. But, you know, what's in the water, you know, you get the report from the water company, from the DWP, and they'll tell you exactly what's in there and how much is in there. You get it tested. It'll change. You get it tested today. It'll be different tomorrow. So that's why we just stress to put the barrier, put the water system in front of you that will remove all those chemicals listed in that report when and if they're there. And that's really how we do it.
So they, even the toxic chemicals they're putting in the report for the DWP.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I get that report and I don't really look at it.
Yeah. But you can go online and look at it anytime.
Okay. So it's actually in there. that you can see these different
chemicals. There's lead, asbestos, trihalon methane.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. I'm gonna have to look at that.
Yeah, but it tells you how great, you know, just, you know, the way they flower it up and it's beautiful and its water's all clean. You know, it's kind of, you know, most people look at it and go, you know, I've had people tell me that I've tried to sell water systems to. And it's really weird. It's just sometimes the most educated people, like doctor, you know, people that have, you know, PhDs and MDs, they like say, no, the DWP report says everything's cool. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, but those are the same guys that are, you know, dispensing drugs all day long that'll cause death and liver damage and this and that. And
right.
Right. You know, so.
Well, and speaking of drugs, there's also pharmaceuticals in our water system.
Yes.
So how do you know that when you're putting in these water systems, I'm being a devil's advocate, by the way,
sure.
How do you know that all these more toxic chemicals that are just in our water system, how do you know that they're getting taken out?
Because, you know, if you have a system that we, if you can test it and it brings it down, you know, we have a tester that'll read, it'll say zero parts per million. You know, that means that it's been stripped out.
So you're testing after you put the system in.
There. Right.
Okay,
right.
Good. Yeah, that's kind of my point being like, all right, we know this stuff is in there. How do we know it's getting taken out?
Right.
Because you're actually doing the testing.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And they, you know, and you count on the municipality too to be testing for that stuff too. You know, they are looking at the water all the time. They do. We do have an incredible processing plant up here in Sylmar that uses ultraviolet, ozone. You know, they do a good job, but the thing is, then it gets delivered through these 100-year-old pipes and you know, things, and that's the deal.
And are the pipes metal, or have they changed them out for plastic? I mean, each has its pluses.
Some are clay. You know, they don't change them until they break. You know, and when they break, it causes such a nightmare on the streets. It's insane.
Yeah.
And they break quite often because they're really old.
Yeah, they just corrode, and so all that rust is going in there, and all the elements. Yeah,
would you drink out of an 80-year-old straw?
you know, never,
yeah, that's what you're drinking out of. If you drink out of, you know, that was one of my sales pitches back in the day.
That's very visual too, Vance.
Yeah.
Are the pipes, are they lead then? Lead pipes, or are they copper?
Some of them could be. They shouldn't. They're mainly clay and iron.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's interesting. And then are they replacing them with plastic? Or
sure. They get replaced all the time. It's just so costly. You know, they just wait till they break.
But they're not replacing with metal. They're replacing with plastic. Do you know?
No, I would say iron clay. I would say they would do that. Too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're going with the iron clay then.
Yeah.
You're sticking with what they know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sticking what they got. Yeah. We got to get all this. Let's use it.
All right. Well, and so I was looking at some stuff the other day because there are all these different documentaries coming out now. Robert Kennedy Jr. just mentioned one. We're not going to talk about that. I think one that I had noticed was The Devil We Know. And I think we've been talking about that a little bit in the podcast, but I actually haven't seen that documentary yet. That was just something where, you know, I'm perusing sometimes and I'll see something that I'll note, oh, I'll watch that later. But you've actually seen that one.
Oh yeah. Yes.
All right. Do you want
very to riveting, very about rattling. That? I, my wife and my daughter haven't watched it yet. Cause they go, no, I don't want to take one more thing. But it's, do you want me to go into a little bit?
Yeah, let's hear about it. Yes, I want to hear about it, and I want to watch it too.
Yeah, let me see if I can.
Well, and when we were talking before we got on the podcast, you were saying you know the person that's done this film. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I know one of the producers. She lives in Venice, and she's a client. And let me tell you about that. Her husband, who is a big-time television producer and actor, he grilled me like I've never been grilled before. Like, does it do this? I want this. I'm like, Jesus, who is this guy? And I thought you were an actor. You're just supposed to say, yeah, go ahead, put it in. And I never been so, and then I go to find out what his wife did. And I said, oh, okay, now I get it. You know, because you knew as much about it as I did. So The Devil We Know is DuPont Chemical Company.
Okay.
And as you know, as you may or may not know, they developed Teflon for nonstick pans and Scotchgard. Those chemicals are called PFOAs, and they are found in every human being on Earth, and you cannot get them out of your body.
Hmm. And I heard it be called the forever chemical.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's pretty serious. And everybody, you know, you're young enough not to have probably experienced Scotchgard, but your mother and I probably have.
Mm. Yeah, it's great. It makes everything waterproof.
You get in your car and you get, you pay extra for it to get it in your car and you pay extra. I remember we bought a real expensive sofa 15, 16 years ago. And they said, oh, do you want to have the coating? Oh, yeah, I don't want this thing.
Sure, why not, right?
Well, and I sat on it when they brought it in like this, and my eyes were watering. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah, it was pretty wild. And so that's what that is. Yeah, it's bad news. And what's bad about it is companies like this don't ever pay the price for it. They just don't. They're too mammoth. They got, you know, I think after all the years of court and battling and this and that, it came down to, oh, $12 million fine and keep doing business as is.
And well, they factor all that into just the cost of doing business.
Well, $12 million to a company like DuPont, when you see that,
nothing
is like 5 cents to you and me.
Yeah.
Literally.
Nothing. Yeah.
And then they don't have to change anything. You know, they did back off on the Scotchgard. You don't see that around anymore, but you still see Teflon, and Teflon's just not in, you know, stick pans. It's in all kinds of industrial, you know, things to make things, you know, slippery and, you know, so on and so forth. So that's why I guess it's in everybody. I remember using Teflon, you know, in the 70s, 60s, 70s. Absolutely. It was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did too until I got savvy. And it's not only the fact that it gets in the food, but, it breaks off in the pan, and so you're ingesting it, and then also the vapors that you're breathing in. I mean, it's just horrible.
So what does this forever chemical do? Or does the documentary go into this, or does it just talk?
Well, they list it. It causes cancer. It causes thyroid cancer. It causes this. It causes that. You know, just go on and just Google the
forever
chemical, and it also
harms the development of the fetus in pregnant women.
Absolutely, yeah.
All those things you said, and it builds up in our blood and our organs.
Yeah,
and it just concentrates there.
Yeah,
and it's really, this is why babies are being born with 300 chemicals in their umbilical cord. I mean, they're exposed to whatever their mom's being exposed to.
No kidding. 300 chemicals.
300 the last I checked. Who knows? It could be more now.
Sure, and that's what
the ones they're checking for. So it's just the point of that. What it's out there, but what we're doing in our homes really makes a difference.
So right, here it's
we can't control what's going out there in the using for the Teflon, but we can get stainless steel pans and the filtered water, and we can do all these things.
Yeah, eat organic food. And
exactly.
You know, that costs more money too, right?
Yeah. But my question is, can you filter out those PFOAs from the water system?
We're right now working with a laboratory to determine that. And I'll get back to you on that, because we are trying to get to the bottom of it. It's tough. They're trying to develop testing. They now have enough people coming to them about it. They didn't have the test, you know, testing device to do the tests. And now they do. Now they're trying to determine how much it's going to cost. And we're going to have to determine if we're going to want to pay for that. But it says here that up to 110 million people are drinking water, you know, that are tainted with those chemicals, with those forever chemicals still.
Right. And it's in bottled water too, guys. So it's
the thing is why everything is everywhere is because the earth is a bag. People don't realize this is a sealed system that we live in. What goes up, you know, comes down. What goes up in Europe, you know, will eventually be here. What goes up in China will eventually be here, and so on and so forth. The same the same water that was here the day the earth was created is the same water that you're drinking today. So it's old water too. It's been around, you know, that's why only 4% of it on the planet is drinkable.
Right.
Oh, it's only 4%? Wow.
Uh-huh. That's incredible. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and so I think The Devil We Know actually spawned a movie documentary. Yeah, no, we're still talking about.
Yeah, then it spawned like a regular big time movie starring Mark Ruffalo called Dark Water.
Okay, Dark Water. I think that's the one that, because I've seen Robert Kennedy Jr. promoting that one. So
yeah.
I want to check all that out. So. Mm-hmm. So Dark Water goes into a more fictional, like kind of the
area. Yeah, I would imagine. I haven't seen Dark Water, you know, but I will, you know, nobody wants to watch it around. Nobody wants to get more bummed out.
That's just it with these documentaries. Sometimes say it's doom and gloom and I'm like, well, but what can I do now? What can I do? And this is
why
I'm talking to you, because I don't want it just to be doom and gloom for people. I like to be proactive and take action.
Absolutely. So, if you go, oh, I can't do nothing about it, but yes, you can.
Yeah. So just talking about what you have to offer for different situations for people or things that they can do. You talked about the bath balls. That was new to me. Okay. What other things people can do who are in apartment situations or renting situations that they can do, or, you know, can they use your services? And then if they have a house that they can put a whole house filtration system, what should they be looking for? Because let's face it, Vance, you're here in LA. I don't know. Do you travel all over? Do you know people that you refer to?
We go from Irvine to Santa Barbara.
Okay, so you stay out here on the West Coast, but if other people are
we ship our systems all over the world too.
Okay,
we have certain, you know, our Ultra system, which is our flagship.
Is that what I have? Do I have an Ultra system?
Not yet.
That's terrible. I want the Ultra system.
I'm sure you do. We'll get you hooked up with that. But you have the Ultra system of. You know, of the past. You know, everybody gets an upgrade pitch when we come see them.
So, of course.
Right. So we got that done.
Well,
so,
especially when you get the PFOAs figured out.
Yeah. We're waiting to hear back on that.
All right. So tell us about.
So anyhow, so we do ship them. You know, we do ship them all over, and we find dealers. You know, to install them. Mainly, we ship. You know, we ship a few to Europe. It's such a hassle to ship to Canada and to Europe, you know, sometimes with the, you know, all the stuff you have to do it. But we do it, but mainly, you know, all over the country. But we, you know, we physically work and do installations from Irvine to Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And, you know, and what you can do, if you live in a rental, you can put any kind of drinking water system in a rental property. That's no problem because, you know, we even have a rental option. You can even, you know, rent the systems for as little as $39.95 a month up to $69.95, depending upon, you know, which one you get. And you have really great shower filters. And if you take baths, you put the bath ball in the spout and, you know, it doesn't clean it as good as a house unit, but it certainly does something and people love them. So that's basically it for the home. And the whole house stuff on a home is a chemical extractor, which removes the chlorine, the ammonia and the fluoride, dirt, rust, all that kind of stuff. And then if you want to soften it, you know, to remove the hardness from the water, so you have, you know, beautiful laundry, beautiful skin, beautiful hair, like, you know, look at your guys' hair, do you? Look
at mine. It turned mine pink.
I know. It turned hers orange. Yeah. So, so that's the way to go. And every one of those is kind of custom, you know, a custom bid, because every home is a different size and, you know, the water main's in a different place and so on and so forth. But everything's doable, and we, you know, what's great about us is we do it right. You know, no nonsense. We take responsibility for everything we do, fully insured, you know, all that good stuff. And been doing it 30 years. You know, you tell people you're doing something for 30 years, and they look, and they, because 95% of our, you know, our business is a referral. And, you know, what's better than that? I'm sure yours is 100% referral.
Dr. Google. Pretty much. You know, Google.
Sure. Well, like, sure. You get those calls once in a while, and then you got to work hard. You got to, oh, God. And then they start asking questions instead of just saying, oh, Aunt Janie said you're the best. When can you come put it in? You know, I'm getting so used to that. When somebody starts asking questions, I'm like.
Well, now you can just refer them to the podcast and say, listen to this, and you can
there learn you go. About it. Oh, man.
See?
That's great.
We're helping you out here.
I appreciate that.
Well, and so especially I wanted to touch a little bit more on the apartment situation. So is it a matter of you just coming in and putting so these are all separate filters for the three main chemical components. Can people get all three potentially in their apartment?
Sure. You can get any drinking water system in an apartment. A sink's a sink, and if it's within an apartment or a house.
Okay.
Below the sinks, you know, there's a separate spigot. You know, and if they for some reason don't let you drill a hole, we can use the existing hole of the air gap, and then we just put it back when you move out. The shower filters, you know, they go in any apartment or any house. You know, homeowners buy them too, because not everybody, you know, wants to pay the money, you know, what it's going to cost for a whole house, you know. So they usually start there. They start with a shower filter and start with a bath ball, mm-hmm. you know. But if that's your only alternative, if you don't have your own water main, you know, then that's what you do. And yes, that's available for everybody in an apartment. You know, same thing as in a home, but it's, you know, not the whole house stuff, because you don't have your own water main.
Right.
Yeah, no, we've got some big filters sitting outside.
Yeah.
So it gets filtered before it even comes in the house.
Yeah.
And then there's more filters underneath.
Yeah, and that's that makes the drinking water system work a lot better again, too. Right. If you pre-treat that water, it's getting, when the drinking water gets hit by the water that's got no chlorine and no hardness in it, it's going to work even better.
And my skin is silky smooth when I get out of the shower or the bath. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear Tony putting salt in the tank.
Sure. Well, I leave that up to him. That's not my job.
Yeah. I was also going to ask you, do you put in stuff to put minerals back into if people want that as an option? Or is that okay?
Yeah, that's a drinking water system. It's a mineral cartridge that adds back minerals, raises pH. I should shoot the, you know, when we're done, I'll send you a technical data sheet on that mineral cartridge. You can, you know, take a look at it and let me know what you think about the chemical, you know,
right.
Of it.
Awesome.
Well, how do people find out how to reach you? Do they get the right Water Guys Inc.?
Yeah. Go to thewaterguys.com. Yeah, make sure it's thewaterguys.com or 1-800-710-7873.
Wow.
And we will be posting that in the description as well. And we will make sure that we post the correct one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These guys call themselves, I think they just call themselves Water Guys.
Well, don't confuse the people out there. We just want the Water Guys.
If you go to thewaterguys.com, you'll find us.
Perfect.
And any last advice for people about the water they're drinking or bathing in? Anything else? If you had one piece of advice, what would you say?
Call the Water Guys ASAP.
That's good advice.
I love it. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anything else you have to ask Vance, Dr.
Well,
Toxel?
This has all been fascinating because, of course, this isn't something I thought of because I had somebody to take care of that for me because I have a very smart and very well-informed, very diligent mother. But this is something I'm definitely going to be bringing information to people close in my life as well because I definitely don't think that he has the best water system. And here's the thing, I just want to note, I can tell the difference. The water tastes different between my where I live and other places that I frequent, as well as the water I use to bathe. There is 100% difference in the quality, especially to my hair. It is very sensitive.
Right.
So it's clicking now in my mind. For some reason it wasn't before. It just took talking to an expert.
You don't think about it. That's what my wife goes, well, how come somebody doesn't know? I go, would you know about it if you weren't, you know, if you were in the, you know, say you were in the you know, car business, would you know a lot more about cars than I know. I just thought about the other day, I bought a new car 3 years ago. I only got ever open up the hood to take a look at it because I don't really care. I just want the air conditioner and the radio to work.
But also, Dr. Toxel grew up with it. So when you don't know any
difference. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's the way it should be, yes. Right?
Hey, good parenting, good children. Mom.
All right, Ben.
Amen to you guys.
I have learned so much from listening to you, and I hope our listeners have as well. So thank you so much for coming on and talking about this super important topic. Yeah.
Sure, sure. And I'll send you a bath bomb so you can take a look at it. And
I'm excited.
You know, give it to a client that doesn't, you know, that lives in an apartment.
Absolutely.
Or that bathes the baby in the sink and doesn't have a whole house unit.
Absolutely. And I love that idea of giving it as a baby shower gift.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get every client that has a baby, they get one if they don't have a whole house unit.
Perfect. Yeah, all right.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. Very much. It was fun.
And we're back after having a very enlightening discussion with Vance of The Water Guys. We really wanted to bring this discussion to you, new moms, pregnant moms, families, because everybody needs water to survive. No question about it, no doubt about it. It is the single most important thing that we put in our bodies. If we don't have water within 3 days, our body starts shutting down. So why wouldn't we try and make sure that the quality of water that we put into our bodies is as pure as possible? And that was the intent with some of these chemicals. They did have the intention of trying to make the water safer, cleaner for us. But unfortunately, there are side effects to these chemicals. And when you think about how much water you're actually supposed to drink, which is, if you can believe it, half your body weight in ounces per day, that's how much you should be drinking, not 8 cups. Not everybody has the same size, shape, form, or anything. It's half your body weight in ounces per day. And then even more if you consume caffeine, alcohol, other diuretics, aka things that drain water from your body. If you're very heavily physically active, you need to replenish that water. So again, why wouldn't we make sure that what we are putting in our body through drinking or putting on our body via bathing or even using to wash our clothes or cook with, we need that to be as pure as possible because some of these chemicals do affect how your body functions. And Dr. Chris is going to go into that right now.
Right. Well, we touched on a few with Vance, especially the things that our municipal systems add into our water, especially here in the United States, as other countries do not put all these things in. So besides chlorine, ammonia, and fluoride, there are some other things that have been contaminants in our systems, like aluminum, arsenic, barium, cadmium, chromium, copper, bacteria and viruses, even if they're being treated, lead, nitrates and nitrites, mercury, perchlorate, radium, selenium, silver, uranium, atrazine, vinyl chloride, and I mentioned pharmaceuticals, as well as those PFOAs and PFOs. Now, I'm going to break this down a bit. Don't worry, I just listed them, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about what these are.
Just want to quickly list, some of these things are found in our bodies, and our bodies do use them, but not in this form. We need to get them in different forms. It's when they're in a different, they have different forms, some of them of which can be toxic to us.
Well, right. I mean, we have chromium in our bodies and we need it for our metabolic processes. And we can look at what those values are. It may be okay in small levels, but if it's too much, just like anything, there's a balance. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we're not having too much of these things in our system. And then there's other things that are purely toxic. So we know lead is a problem. So if it's in our water, it can cause neurological and behavioral problems in children. Not good. Nitrates and nitrites are usually from fertilizer runoff from our food system. So number one, if you're buying organic, you're not supporting that. And then we can get more of these farms to go organic, right? So the EPA set a limit of 10 parts per million for nitrates, which can be harmful to pregnant women and infants. And in rare cases, exposed infants can develop something called blue baby syndrome, which is a potentially fatal illness that prevents the blood from carrying oxygen. So it sounds like that lead is replacing iron on the red blood cell, and then oxygen can't get carried to the brain. I mean, this is rare, but it's occurring in anybody who's exposed to lead, where you might not be getting as much oxygen as you need to live. We can only last minutes without oxygen. So 3 days without water, and minutes without oxygen. Perchlorate is used in rocket fuel, explosives, and road flares, and it can interfere with thyroid hormone production. And it's there's no federal standard for its presence in drinking water. So really, any amount is not good. And with fertility, if there's any thyroid issues with women, they may have trouble getting pregnant. Or if you are pregnant and you have thyroid issues, it can affect the growth of your baby. So this is definitely something that you want to be aware of.
So some of these are runoffs based on industries near these water treatment. Because as Vance said, you don't have an isolated system. Runoffs can affect water, which then gets carried to other areas. So it's not just a matter of living near places where these chemicals might be exposed. It's that traveling factor that we have now too.
Well, for sure. Obviously, if you live next to something, it's worse because it's yes. right next to you, but things travel in air and water. And that's just the way it is. Atrazine is an endocrine disrupting chemical. That's one of the most commonly detected pesticides in our waters, in the U.S. waters. Endocrine system, meaning our hormonal system. So again, what kind of effect is this having for women's fertility? They're developing babies in utero, and then our children as they're growing up with their hormonal systems. Pharmaceuticals, this is a really big one. And anything, if somebody's taking a pharmaceutical drug, they're going to pee out the waste products, right? And this water gets treated in our system, but it still gets in the water system. Even though we treat it with chlorine and ammonia and fluoride, these things still persist because they're not taken out. So So all of these medications are going down the drain, so to speak, and back into our bodies as we drink our tap water or bottled water. Now, a company called NRDC has petitioned the FDA to pay more attention to these medicines making our way into our environment. And there is a report, and they're making recommendations for us to reduce the flow of the drugs into the waters. Now, I really don't know how they're going to do that, because you can't really, how are you supposed to moderate somebody, what they're doing at home once they take a medication? So that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. And we talked about those PFOAs and PFOs, the chemicals that are released from things like Teflon and nonstick cookware and nonstick parts used in machinery. And these build up in our blood and organs and increase our risk of cancer, and they do harm the development of the fetus. So this is really something to take into consideration. First of all, get rid of any Teflon you have, please. Just don't give it to anybody. Don't donate it. Get rid of it. It's not good for our bodies and good for our environment. So the reason why we're bringing this to you is because pregnant women and children are at higher risk for health complications from all these contaminants that I just mentioned and more. And these are just some things that I've mentioned, but any toxins in the environment are going to build up in small bodies a lot quicker. And when we're talking about development, we're building a baby from the inside out. So what is that body being made of? In the cases of fluoride, is that incorporating into their bone structure as they grow? What are the long-term consequences? There's some things that we can't answer, and how many health issues that we see today are being exacerbated by our children and babies and pregnant women being exposed to these chemicals. We don't know because it's really not being looked at and it's not being tested. But we do know that group of people, pregnant women, babies, children, they are the ones that are most going to be affected. So what you can do is contact somebody like Vance. I mean, he said he can work with suppliers or distributors throughout the U.S., especially Canada, Europe. So you can contact him. He can talk to you about your situation, look at what you have and what you need, and get those toxins out, get the water toxins out of your life, and your family's going to be healthier. Any other thoughts to add, Dr. Toxel?
Nope. I think we covered a lot. I think we really did heavily emphasize why this is so important. And this is something that I hear people talking a lot about, the food that they give their children, but they don't talk about the water quality. As long as it's clean, but then when you think about what is the process of cleaning that water, what is that then introducing? It's both have to be taken into consideration.
Yes. And I found it very interesting, Vance talking about doing things like UV treating and ionization, and some municipals actually using those technologies. And I think this is actually something that would be great to look into and possibly use in the future more than things like chlorine and ammonia, which are so toxic. So cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we hope that you hope that you learned something interesting or just had something click in your mind like I did, where you go, yep, water is important, and it's something that I think we take for granted.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Please subscribe to our channel so that you don't miss any episodes. And you can look for us on Instagram and YouTube. And we hope to see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.